welcome to Beyond the Mission, the business of nonprofits on the Michigan Business Network. I'm your host, Vicki Hamilton Allen, and I have with me Adam Havey, Executive Vice President for Business Operations for Emergent BioSolutions. Today, we're discussing corporate social responsibility and the triple bottom line. Welcome, Adam.
It's great to be here, Vicki. Excited to talk about this important topic.
I'm really excited too. Emergent BioSolutions is a phenomenally successful organization, and you have chosen to create a corporate social responsibility plan and post it right out there on your website, talking about how you're going to invest in people, profit, and the planet. Why don't you talk to me a little bit more about your plan?
Sure. Well, as you said, I think this it kind of is in line with our mission, just at a macro level. You know, Emergent, an organization that's been around for 22 years, focused on protecting and enhancing lives. And I think we realized early on in the process that, you know, that the mission and our people were critical to us being successful. And in the early days, I think we started working in the community in Lansing. And as we've grown now to be a global company, I think we're more now than we've ever been committed to working in those communities. And I think the bottom line, and you hit the kind of the three pillars, if you will. I mean, as a business, we're trying to serve patients and customers and do that in a way that's profitable. And that's always important. But reinvesting and making sure that our people are engaged and motivated, and part of doing that and ensuring that is making sure that the communities that we work in, play in, and make family in, and make space in, are healthy and thriving. And so one of the ways we do that is to give back from a corporate social responsibility perspective. And then from a planet standpoint, I think, you know, the environment, we only get one chance to make an impression or a footprint on that. And it's a very valuable resource to the products that we make and the patients we serve. So I think making sure from a company perspective, we're responsible in all three of those areas is critical. So for us, it's been an evolution. You know, we started with a very small program, kind of very focused in the Lansing community, but I'd say really took a big step in 2013 with our eGive program, which is what I think you mentioned on the website. And that program in particular really focused on certain charitable efforts that were happening really across the company. It was kind of in pockets. So it was great people doing great work, again, focused on, I think, enhancing the communities that they live in. But what we decided to do was really focus that activity and effort, both in the dollars that we spent and the time that our employees were able to allocate. And so we selected some global focus areas that align with our business. So areas like public health, areas like STEM education, and in particular, supporting military members and first responders. So at our core, that was who we are and who we were. And, you know, even today, as we kind of lean into the COVID piece, that public health thing is becoming more and more important to us as an organization. And so as part of that program, each site then was empowered to really partner with the organizations and the charities in their own communities that align with these focus areas. And back to my point about engagement, it was really the employees driving this. So this was align globally, but act locally when it came to what was important to the people and the communities specific to those locations. And in particular in Lansing, you know, we've had long-term relationships with organizations like the American Red Cross, the Greater Lansing Food Bank, and then educational organizations like the Lansing Promise, the Lansing School District, and Impression 5. And yeah, I think one of the most exciting things about that program has been our employee participation. Our employees really have leaned into it. One of the things that we do in Emergent, we give everyone basically 8 hours, almost like a vacation day, where they can dedicate it into the community and serve. And I think that's, again, just another example of engaging employees and engaging the community.
And Adam, the engaging of employees is really important because the corporate social responsibility objectives are often perceived as external objectives, and investing in communities or sponsoring an event or having a volunteer day. And it's fantastic when organizations pay their staff to do that. It's a positive encouragement and reinforcement. But there's also some other benefits, right? Like the teams that go out and volunteer, they are building cohesion together whilst out doing this volunteer deployment. So they're doing good while creating a stronger team environment.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think for us, this idea of incentivizing it from a corporate structure perspective just enhances the value that we can drive in the community. And I think that idea of creating the environment where it's accepted and the company's willing to allow folks to give back has just catalyzed it. And we have over 50% of our employees engaged in that, doing all kinds of different things in the community. So I think it's a strategic partnership in a way with our employees. And like I said, it's really about giving back, doing good, doing what's right, both by the company and by our people. And that's a shared responsibility. So, you know, as a company, it's our job to make sure that environment's ripe and open for those things to happen.
As the leader of a local nonprofit, I really appreciate it when organizations can see the benefits in investing in their community through local charities or various organizations while investing in their employees. So there's a clear cost to your organization to invest in charitable events or at the same time in your employees. Why does an organization invest that money? How does it affect your bottom line?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we think it impacts our bottom line in a positive way. I mean, these are strategic investments that in our minds create a strong ecosystem between business and community organizations. And just as a specific example, you know, in the past, we've donated $25,000 to Sexton High School's STEM lab. And when we've done that, I think the immediate benefit to the school is students maybe get a little bit more interested in science. They have more tools, and we make science exciting and interesting to folks that might not get exposure to that in a normal education. And I think what the long-term kind of return for us is hopefully those kids end up going to college and they want to come back to Lansing. And that creates a rich talent pool in an area where I think right now in the Lansing area, it's a little underserved. I mean, we don't have enough science and technology and engineering and math students. And so it's building for the long term that talent base. So that's one of those examples, again, where, you know, yes, it impacts our bottom line today, but it's really, we look at it more as a strategic investment for the future.
That's a fantastic perspective, and I really appreciate that long-term view because you're investing now as seed money for a better future for our community and for our citizens. So thank you for all the work that you do, and thank you for spending time with me this morning. I appreciate it. We are out of time. Adam, I can't thank you enough for speaking so passionately about a subject that is really important to many of us in the community and a clear example of leadership in our community from your organization. Thank you for tuning in to Beyond the Mission, the business of nonprofits. I am your host, Vicki Hamilton Allen, on the Michigan Business Network.